The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me this afternoon. And I am sad to announce the insanity continues. Yeah, the statue of Christopher Columbus is now gone. Done. Finished. It was removed this morning. And it's, by the way, let me give you my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And if you want to sound off about the statue, maybe you think it was a great decision. If you do, I think you're nuts, but I'd love to talk to you about it. But anyway, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I heard on the news this morning that it was taken real early this morning, put on a flatbed truck for storage. Now, it's been there since 1955. Now, let me get to the interesting thing. I had to take a car in for service kind of early this morning, and I'm listening to the news. Christopher Columbus statue has been taken. So when I got back home and told Joy, I said, well, the Columbus statue is gone. They took it this morning. And Joy said, I thought you said it was going to be taken in the middle of the night. Because that's the way that thing, those kind of things always happen. Always. That's the cowardly thing to do. You do something in the middle of the night when nobody knows about it. That's the cowardly way out. So I had told Joy, and I probably said it on the air, you watch, they'll take it. I'll take it out in the middle of the night. So Joy said, I thought you said they'd take it down in the middle of the night. I said, well, I guess I was wrong. I wasn't wrong. They started the process at 4 a.m. 4 a.m. Now, for all I know, that's maybe when the day for the professional statue taker downers. There are companies that do that, right? Professional. I mean, if you were to look up Acme, Columbus Acme statue taker downers. I mean, there's probably something, you know, listed, right? So the professional statue taker downers, maybe their day starts at 4 a.m. Man, that's just, anyway, so yeah, they started the process at 4 a.m. and it just maybe took a little longer than they thought. And finish it up somewhere between 9 and 10 a.m. this morning. All right, now, honest question. What good will it do? What does it accomplish? What practical accomplishment for taking down the statue? It's been there since 1955. So it's a symbol of patriarchal oppression. When did it become a symbol of patriarchal oppression? Now, here's my honest question that I want you to think about. It's been there since 1955. I don't remember the years, but it's been at least 25 years ago, maybe 30 years ago. I could have looked it up. Buck Reinhardt was mayor, and he made a big, big deal out of this is Columbus, and we're going to celebrate our heritage and remember the Santa Maria, the boat that they put on the Scioto River, and you could go down and you could take tours. And it was, let's celebrate Columbus. We are Columbus, Ohio. So we have a replica of the Santa Maria on the Scioto River. And it wasn't the tourist success that Buck Reinhardt thought it was going to be, but thousands and thousands of people came to visit it. Most of the local schools around Central Ohio took a field trip down to Columbus to the Scioto River. And went on the Santa Maria. And the only reason they took it down is because it needed repairs. It was costing money. So my question is, what changed? Did Columbus change? I'm talking about the man. No. Did he have some kind of evil change of heart since 1955? No. Did the statue itself change? No. So what changed? The people in power. It wasn't the statue. It wasn't the city. It wasn't history. It was the people in power changed. How many years did we have a black mayor? Columbus, Ohio. We had a black mayor. For 8 years, we had a black president. All of these statues that have now become racist, why weren't they racist when we had a black president? Have you ever thought about that? So, back here, local, what changed? Politics. Does that mean we are going to take down, put up statues every time politics change, every time the political party in power changes? We're going to rewrite history every time the political party that happens to be in power changes? Literally, it's lunacy. It's insanity. And it doesn't accomplish one positive thing except it is an attempt to appease a very tiny, small portion of radicals. And if anybody should know that it doesn't pay to try to appease radicals, it should be Mayor Ginther. The very people that he has tried to appease want his head on a silver platter. Because it's never enough. And then my final question. Why does one man have the authority, a man who will be out of office pretty soon, one man, Mayor Ginther, one man who is in office will be out of office? How is it that one man has such arrogance, such gall, such self-righteousness, such power hunger, that he thinks he will make a decision for every person in Columbus? And that, listen, folks, That statue will never go back up. And yet one man elected for a short time, one person, one individual, makes a determination for the entire city of Columbus that will change the landscape, the attitude of Columbus forever. Talk about someone who is absolutely drunk, intoxicated with power. And it's sad. There is a move to replace Mayor Genther. I don't live in the city of Columbus, but if I did, I would be more than happy to sign it. Evidently, there are several thousand people who have signed it, and one unofficial report is saying it's getting pretty close to having enough people to put it on the ballot. It's shameful. And once again, the most important thing, it will accomplish absolutely nothing to bring about racial harmony. It will divide. It will not unite. And it is one person absolutely drunk on their own power. It's a sad day in Columbus, Ohio. It really is. And I am, honestly, I am shocked that there is not more outrage in the city of Columbus.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Speaking of the insanity continuing, the city of Boston has voted to remove the Emancipation Memorial statue. It is an exact copy of the Emancipation Memorial in Washington, D.C. City of Boston voted unanimously to remove it. Now, I think taking down the statue of Christopher Columbus is nuts. I think it's insane. I think it's lunacy. And I've already expressed myself on that. But the Emancipation Memorial was paid for by freed slaves and the relatives of freed slaves. It was paid for by black people. It was dedicated by Frederick Douglass. And it is a beautiful depiction of a, if you haven't seen the statue, get a mental view, all right? Abraham Lincoln is standing. He has the copy of the Emancipation Proclamation in one hand. The other hand he has stretched out to a slave who is kneeling, but get this is very, very important, who is rising. He has shackles on his hands, the slave. The shackles are broken. And Abraham Lincoln is reaching down to give a hand up to the slave. The slave is not looking down. He is looking up. He is not being downtrodden. He is rising from slavery. It's a beautiful, powerful depiction of freedom from slavery and rising up from slavery. The kooks, the crackpots, the radicals, the leftists, the anarchists are saying it shows the supremacy of the white man. No, it doesn't. It is a historical representation of what happened at the time of the freedom of slaves. The slaves were downtrodden. They were kept down. They were in shackles. They were slaves. And they rose up out of that. And yet the kooky, insane leftists that have taken... Folks, listen. If you're a regular listener, you know I am not a loyalist to the Republican Party in any way, shape, or form. But the Democratic Party has been taken over by the absolute crazy, loony left. That statue has been there since the 1800s, and again, it was paid for by freed slaves and the children of freed slaves to commemorate their freedom. And now, all of a sudden, now, again, the statue didn't change. The story didn't change. History didn't change. Politics has changed. And they have voted to remove it. Just, it's insane. The insanity continues. This is what the liberal left is doing to our country. This is what the liberal left has already done to the Democratic Party. All right. Before the break, let's go to Frank in Columbus. Hey, Frank.
I'm going to call AP. Let me give you your money back here. Hold on a minute.
Now, Frank, I demand your undivided attention. Come on.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm trying to work. Power went off.
Well, I'll forgive you if you'll just say go Bucks.
Just go Bucks. But just briefly, like I was talking to my wife about that statue, and a lot of people, they don't want to see the black person below the other person. And so I guess it's debatable. Like, you know what a Lincoln-Douglas debate is?
Yeah.
So I would challenge you to debate the other side on the air, because I'm white. And I don't know. I kind of understand, but
I don't.
The bottom line
is I don't, Frank.
There was no evolution. We were all created, so we're all related, you know. And that's what we got.
I have no sympathy whatsoever on this for the other side, because it's historic. It is what happened. The slave was down. He was downtrodden, and because of the work of Abraham Lincoln and others, a hand was reached down, and the slave could rise up. It is an historical depiction of what actually happened. And it's not about superiority. It's about deliverance.
Well, but my wife even mentioned she wasn't sure who designed it. I don't know if you could find out. She said they were... You know, maybe somebody else should have designed it. So I got to run.
All right.
Shut down.
All right, Frank. All right. Thanks for the call. I try my best to be sympathetic to the other side. In this case, no. It's insanity. 877-BOB-LIVE if you want to get in on the discussion. We'll be back.